Welcome to Bossmaker's Career Shifting Secrets podcast, hosted by me, Tracy Saunders, former executive recruiter and premier job search strategist for the world's leading executive women. This podcast helps high-achieving corporate women like you make the powerful career moves that you want and deserve. Whether you're just exploring or actively searching for your next great role, you'll learn the secrets to making life-changing moves worth tens of thousands to millions of dollars more. So take your seat at the table as I share advice and have candid conversations with experts and hiring decision makers that will help boost your confidence and shatter your own personal glass ceiling, all while getting intentional about what's better for you. Then stop by our website and grab your complimentary executive strategy session at bossmaker.com. That's bossmaker with an H.com. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that is so interesting. It's always something that comes up with our executive clients. It even comes up with our audience and before people are clients. And I'm sure if you've been looking for work, you've experienced this too. I call it the great resume mistake that women make. And what this means is essentially one of the most common mistakes that I see. I've seen hundreds of women making this mistake. I see so many job seekers in the market making this mistake. And it makes a lot of sense why. So if this sounds familiar, I want to validate your experience and let you know that you're not alone. You're not alone. So you're at a role and you're either unhappy or feel like there's going to be a reorg or you're not getting promoted. What is the first thing that you think to do to start putting your feelers out there, to start seeing what's available, to, I don't know, feel like you are moving yourself forward? Well, for many people, the first thing they do is start to update their resume. And there are many reasons why this is a huge mistake. I would say the first reason is that you can't get there from here. In other words, just updating your experience on your resume is no longer enough. The market is highly competitive. And so what you need to have is alignment to the role that you want and a competitive advantage. And so if you're just putting your experience, that's not going to create for you a breakthrough resume. And so what you want to do is understand first where you're going in the market. And we can drill down on this a lot. I can tell you a little bit about how we do this and what I teach. But basically, if you think about this, let's say you go out into the market and you see a couple of different roles, and those roles are, you know, chief of staff, product management, and operations, because you can do all of those things. How do you know how to tailor your resume? Of course, you're going to try to put everything that you've done successfully in your resume. And that is part of the mistake that can be made, because leaders like you have a lot of depth. They have a lot of breadth in their experience. And that's really going to be overwhelming for the person reviewing it. They're not going to know where to put you because there's so much general information. So if they need someone in product and they're trying to find a way to move you forward for product, there's going to be too much operations in there. If they're trying to move you forward for chief of staff, there's going to be too much product in there. Does that make sense? And so what you need to do is figure out where you're going first. Another example would be, let's say, hey, you're really busy and you want to work on your resume because you want to get out into the market and you want to see how the market responds. So you hire a resume writer. An executive resume writer can cost between $1,000 to, and I've seen $5,000 plus for the C-suite especially. So you say to that resume writer, these are my target roles, and you give them those three roles that I just mentioned. Well, they're going to take that direction from you, and they're probably also going to try to make it all fit into that resume. And so what you're going to have is a resume that is not going to penetrate through. It's not going to be as targeted as it needs to be. Well, isn't it the job of the resume writer to know what it needs to be? The answer is actually no. They're looking to you to tell them what the direction of your resume should be. And if you don't know, they can't know, right? And so this is one of the biggest mistakes that women make when it comes to their resume. And I want to save you thousands of dollars and so much stress and tons of wasted time. And I want to teach you how to avoid wasting that money, wasting that time. In fact, it's not even the first thing you should do if you're starting to think about what's next. And so everything I teach you next is going to be about really defining where you're headed and what your resume is going to need to do to get you there. I call this process understanding the market. So before you ever talk to a resume writer, before you ever try to do this yourself, and by the way, I recommend not ever doing this yourself, ever, because writing a resume is a craft, it's a skill. People are certified in this. Their job is to sell you in the market. And even if you're in sales, and even if you're in recruiting, I haven't met very many women who feel comfortable in knowing how to sell themselves inside a recruiting marketplace, right? It is its own world. It has a lot of problems. It has a lot of problems, particularly for women. And so you would have to have been in that space, in that world, on the other side of recruitment, the recruitment marketplace, to understand what is needed for that to work, or be a certified resume writer. Interestingly, a lot of times, if you've ever worked with a resume writer, you will get back a resume and you might think that you might be impressed. You'd be like, wow, I really did all of this. This is amazing. Of course I did. Of course I did. Because they're really good at like pulling out metrics and pulling out your achievements and really helping you to demonstrate your value. Or you might get it back and say, I don't like the way that's phrased. I don't like that sentence. There's too much going on. All valid, completely valid, except you wouldn't tell a mechanic how to, you know, I don't know, change your oil or something more complex, I guess I would say. But they are experts in their craft. But on top of that, it is helpful to have someone who can see both sides, your goals, your needs, what the resume writer has come up with. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I want to go back to, how do you start to think about what's next? And how do you start to think about, hey, if I were going to invest in a resume, if I were going to spend some time going to market, what would that look like? How do I do that? And how do I not make mistakes? That's really what we're trying to avoid, this one huge mistake. And the way that you do that is you go out and you assess the market. And really your goal for doing this is to find 1 to 3 target roles with similar themes. You cannot design a resume to do everything. What your resume needs to do is have irrefutable alignment to the role that you need, such that the recruiter can basically grab the information and forward you along without hesitation. Okay. So you could see how if you went out to market and you pulled back 3 different sounding roles or 3 different title roles, product, chief of staff, and operations. Well, those have different kinds of business outcomes that they drive, right? Product drives one thing, chief of staff does another thing, and operations does something even different than chief of staff at times. Not always, but at times. And so what you want to do is you want to be as well-defined in your target that you want and one that will meet your goals as you can. And that would be your first target. So defining the target in the market. And again, I say 1 to 3 different roles. I think of the ones that I've mentioned as 3 separate roles. Sure, you can combine chief of staff and operations, fine. But I'm not sure you can, or you maybe can combine product inside of operations. But the point is, you've got to be really clear on the role you want, the role and the role that will meet your needs. And that is how you begin to put together a resume that will penetrate through. So how do you do that? The way we do this, the way we get clear on where we're headed in the market, outside of the spiritual work, obviously, and the internal work that you need to do, the way that we do that is we go out and look at the market. So you probably have job alerts set up on LinkedIn and Indeed, hopefully not so many on Indeed because there can be a lot of churn, but executive websites and other places. You have those job alerts set up so that when you see a role, you can apply for it, right? Well, what I want you to do is I want you to compile data. I want you to compile some data around a couple of different things. In the market, in the roles that you see, which ones are actually going to meet your goals and which ones are going to meet your needs? And let me define that a little more clearly. You are going to have a goal, which is you've been in a director, like an example would be you've been in a director level role for a really long time, and you know that you've been doing a VP level role. So your goal is going to be to move into a VP level role. And so your goal, you're going to be applying to VP level positions, let's say, right? So you go out into the market, you start to pull down the VP level types of roles from a scope and skill perspective, you know, by sourcing Google Jobs, by sourcing various websites, and you put them in a spreadsheet and you look at those roles, the title of those roles, the themes of those roles, and you rank it. I love this role. I hate this role. It's a non-starter. And then you rank the skill fit. I'm perfect fit for this. I'm perfect, except you give it a little lower score. Not really a fit for this. And the more information you gather about those roles that you're seeing in the market, the more you can start to see patterns of what might work against your goals and needs. If your need is very immediate, if your need is, I'm head of household, I'm single income earner, I have to get back to work right now, you're going to want to find roles in the market that are a great 10 out of 10 skill set fit for you. I mean, if it's an urgent, immediate, have to get back to work ASAP. Although, caveat to that, there is not very often an ASAP in an executive level search, right? There are a lot of stakeholders involved, a lot of decision makers, maybe at a startup, maybe at a mid-sized company, and maybe if all the stars align with the right point, the right connection point, yes. But it's important to think about if you don't have a lot of time, and I'm talking a year, maybe 6 months, then you're going to be looking for skill set fit roles, okay, to meet your needs. That's called the B-line, the direct path, the path of least resistance, right? And that's the one that you're going to want to choose for your next step. So you want to think about putting 5 or so roles on your spreadsheet and really, okay, you know, love this, perfect alignment. Love this, perfect alignment. Hate this, mid alignment. That's not where we're going to head. And you're going to start to uncover patterns and themes. And you can do that. You can do that with multiple titles. You can do that across different industries. And soon you'll see, okay, you know what? This is looking like actually the one that I'm the best fit for is product management at this size company. And look at that. There are 5 VP roles I'm a great fit for. Okay, now we're cooking. We know what we're doing. You have an idea. Put the chief of staff on there. Wow, chief of staff. pays all over the place. Probably going to have to work on site. Not sure. Just pretty low level. It's like a step back, not a VP role. I don't know. And you start to see a lot of those, or you could see very high level chief of staff. Depends on your industry. Depends on your region. Depends on a million different things. Those are the kinds of things you want to know before you pay someone to position you for what that resume needs to position you for. Okay. So I know this is going pretty deep, but I think it's so critically important. I just had someone write me the other day, just a friend, not a client, and she wants to take the next step in her role. She sent me her resume. I was like, this is never going to work, but what are your target roles? They were all over the place. I was like, I cannot work with this. We cannot, we have to get clear on what we're doing and why we're doing it and what your goals and needs are. That is where everything needs to begin. And then you need to look at the market. You need to understand what's out there. What's not out there? What level is it? How's it a fit for you? And then choose your first, second, and possibly third target. If you try to do it all at once, it'll become convoluted. Also, you want to start with a foundational resume that you can tweak for those other roles, right? So the core. At its essence, you want to avoid guessing, right? I guess if I were to boil this down, you want to avoid the guesswork. You don't want to just say, I think it's this, I think it's that, I think, you know, you go onto LinkedIn and you grab one role and you send it over to a resume writer, you come back, you spend money, they put it together, and then you go to market with it and you get absolutely no traction because it's not doing the job that it needs to do. It might be a very nice resume, but the most important thing about a resume is not how pretty it is, but that it works. It really needs to work. That's why over at Bossmaker, when we have a resume drafted, we all look at it. We look at it to say, and we're, you know, my team is many, many experts and former recruiters. And we say, okay, we're looking at the goal for our member. We're looking at the draft of the resume. And we're saying the market will likely respond based on the research, based on the goals, based on the needs, based on the work that's been done here, or we might need to make some tweaks to make it work. Fascinating how many people it takes, but what you definitely don't want is a lot of different opinions. You're going to get a tremendous amount of whiplash. And I mean outside of a core group of experts kind of on the same mission to support you. I'm talking about friends and spouses and partners, you know, and college kids. Like I have some clients who ask their college kids what they think of their resume. No, we need experts who are going to tell you that if they saw this come through their desk for a particular role, would it work? Would it work for them? Can they move it forward? How is a recruiter going to move it forward? So the recruiters are going to be trying to make sure that what you're saying, especially at the top part of your resume, is a story that they can move forward in an email to an executive, et cetera. Fun fact, the next thing that's going to happen is the executive is going to go right to your LinkedIn. They may not even open it. They just might want to see your LinkedIn, right? But the recruiters has to do their due diligence. And if they have to figure out how you fit those roles, and they have to look at your chief of staff, product and operations experience and pull out line by line experience, how you did it from the bottom parts of your resume, they're never going to do that. They're too busy. It takes some sophistication. Unless they're working at a retained search firm, possibly they'll probably just have you redo your resume for the needs of their, you know, retained search client. Or they might put together a dossier on you. But otherwise, you know, most of the time, if you're working through an applicant tracking system or you're reaching out to a recruiter on LinkedIn, you need to create the alignment for them so they can tell that story. All right. What else? Let me give you a couple of quick tips because I wanted to keep this one a bit short. But I guess, you know, to reiterate, before you start working on your resume, the very first thing I just want you to do is go out to the market and figure out which roles meet your goals and needs and find the themes of those roles. Create a target 1, 2, and 3. For example, okay, one other example would be marketing. If you were looking for a CMO role, that's one thing that's pretty broad and pretty deep, but there are so many different types of marketing roles, Marcom, digital growth, what else? PR, all kinds of different marketing roles. So what's your sweet spot? Which roles are going to meet your needs? Which roles are going to meet your goals? Which ones are going to, where are you going to make the most money that aligns to your needs and your worth? Does that make sense? All right. So it's really important to slow it down, to take the time to figure that out before you hire anyone to do your resume. And again, highly recommend not trying to do this yourself. You need eyes on this. You need support. You need expert opinions. But ultimately, there's nothing like a great resume writer. There are a lot of bad ones, but there's nothing like a great one who can make you stand up as the woman that you are on paper and just be more powerful than you ever could have imagined. It's just something that's so hard to do for ourselves. And Lord knows, I know that you are working at a capacity that is far higher than what your title is right now. And so that positioning can really increase your worth in the market. All right. Last few minutes. I just want to give you one tip. If you are kind of working on your resume or you have had it done, very tactical tip, which is on the headline of your resume, please don't put anything except, I want you to put a headline on the top of your resume that spans the scope and scale of role and does not limit you by level. It's really important because if you put VP of product management on the top of your resume, because that's your target role, then if your last role was director, that's going to create dissonance for the reader. They're going to be like, she was a director, but it says VP on the headline. I don't understand that. Like, why does it say VP? I'm looking for a VP, but it says director. But you and I know that the work you've been doing is a VP level affair. And you and I know that the title that you want is VP. And the title you deserve is VP. And the target title is VP. So what do? You put something like, oops, I forget what title we were just talking about. I think it was product. So if it was product, you put something like, you know, strategic product management leader, strategic product management executive, right? Something like that. That then they think, she could be a fit. Let me go down and see what her roles were, right? And what the scope of work, because the next thing you're going to do in that summary is show the scope. You're going to show the scope. You're going to show the scale. That summary is going to tell them exactly what they need to know. Whether you manage 5 to 500 people, we need to show that range and we need to show them the scope of role so that they can find the fit in their minds for you. That is all just an art and a craft and so much more to come on that. But what I wanted to really share with you was one single thing that you can do before you make this critical mistake that will really, really slow you down in your job search process, and just get that over to you as you think about it and as you think about going to market and what you need. So I hope that helped and look forward to seeing you over at bossmaker.com.